Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 500 for Friday, July 31st. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was chopping around both sides of unchanged on Friday, but was higher at the close after a late-day rally pushed values back above the key $500 per ton level. Traders were covering shorts ahead of the long weekend, with Canadian markets closed on Monday, while U.S. markets will be open. Canola values at the close were anywhere from $3 to $4 higher, November up $3.30 at $502 per ton. The softer tone in the Canadian dollar was also underpinning values as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. There are some parts of the prairies that have received too much rain this week, which was also supportive as it could lower yield potential. Though weakness in the Chicago soy complex weighed on the market, as did improving weather conditions for U.S. soybeans and Canadian canola in some areas. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. markets, grain and oilseed values were mostly lower on Friday. Soybean prices in Chicago were anywhere from 5 to 11 cents lower, November down 9 and 3 quarter cents at $9.40 and a quarter cents a bushel. News that China canceled a recent export order of U.S. soybeans pushed values lower. Good weather in the U.S. Midwest and expectations that crop conditions ratings will show improvement in Monday's weekly USDA crop report added to the bearish tone. However, the softer U.S. dollar and expectations that old crop stocks are on the tight side in the U.S. were supportive. Corn values were down slightly after a choppy day. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents softer. December was down 2.5 cents at $3.81 and a quarter cents a bushel. Reports that crops are looking good in the U.S. Midwest weighed on prices, as did weakness in soybeans. On the other side, a softer U.S. dollar and steady demand were supportive. Wheat futures were mixed in Chicago, with nearby contracts posting small advances and small losses in the more deferred positions. Prices were anywhere from 2 cents lower to 3 cents higher. December was up half a cent at $5.04 and 3 quarter cents a bushel. The large global wheat supply situation was overhanging prices, as were good prospects for the U.S. spring wheat crop and the advancing winter wheat harvest. On the other side, a weaker tone in the U.S. dollar index and news of a fresh export sale of U.S. wheat to an unspecified destination on Friday were supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 31st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.